This is a recording of the leaflet for the National Advocacy Service for People with Disabilities. The National Advocacy Service is an independent, confidential and free advocacy service for people with disabilities. This leaflet will give you information about the Dublin region, which covers all areas of Dublin except for those in Fingal County Council. What is advocacy? The purpose of advocacy is to enable people to seek and receive information, explore and understand their options, and make their wishes and views known to others. To support people to represent their own views, wishes and interests, especially when they find it difficult to articulate these to others by themselves. To empower people to make decisions for themselves. To ensure people's rights are respected by others. To ensure that people's needs, wishes and interests are given due consideration and acted upon. To stand alongside people who are in danger of being ignored. Advocacy bridges the gap between having rights and having rights respected. We'd like to thank everybody who assists others to understand this notice. What is the National Advocacy Service, the NAS? The NAS aims to assist more vulnerable people with disabilities who may not be in a position to self-refer, who are isolated in the community, or who live in residential institutions. The NAS offers people an independent advocacy service which protects their rights. The NAS supports people to be included in decisions, especially when they find it hard to tell others what they want. The NAS supports people to receive assistance with specific issues, to access their rights and entitlements, to have their voice heard when decisions are being made about their life, to express their views and wishes in relation to quality of life issues. We now have some examples of when someone might want support from an advocate. John feels nobody is listening to him. His carers want him to do things differently. They give him medication and sometimes lock him in a room to stop him from protesting. John feels they don't understand him as he finds it hard to use words like other people do. There may be other ways for people to try to understand him and offer him a life where he is more content. Orla is in hospital and wants to move home to her house and not to a nursing home. She feels so frustrated waiting around in a hospital bed when she doesn't need to be there anymore. She feels that people are not telling her anything or listening to her. She wants to be at home and find a way of doing her job from home. Martin has recently inherited his family home from his parents. His sister has asked him to give the house to her. She says he can go and live with other people with a disability. He loves his family and doesn't want to upset anyone, but he wants to stay in the home and community he grew up in. Neil is unhappy with the way he was treated when he applied for support from a state agency. He is angry, but nobody else seems to see what the problem is. He feels he has been treated unfairly and wants to appeal the decision that was made but doesn't know how. An advocate may be able to support John, Orla, Martin and Neil. How to get support from the National Advocacy Service. You can contact the NAS directly. A friend or carer can contact the NAS on your behalf with your agreement. You then discuss your situation in confidence with an advocate. You can find out more about the service and whether it is right for you. If you choose to receive support from the NAS, you and your advocate can develop a plan to help you achieve your goal. If you give your permission, an advocate can act for and with you. You and your advocate will review your plan regularly until you no longer need an advocate. Advocacy enables people to be involved in decisions that would otherwise be made for them by others. If you or someone you know would like the support of an independent advocate, contact us and an advocate will speak with you. Each region has a team of advocates employed by a Citizens Information Service. Clondalkin Citizens Information Service manages the service in Dublin City and Dunleary, mainly within the M50. If you want to contact an advocate, I'm going to read a list of the numbers of the advocates in Dublin. Susie Byrne can be contacted at 086 837 8757. John McCrudden at 086 020 3834. Jim Comiskey at 086 365 8885. And Tessa Van Kaken at 086 020 3698. The Clondalkin advocates are Margaret Tumbleton, 087 7505 374, or Jenny Cullen at 087 136 0611. In Blackrock, you can contact Ruth McCullough at 087 9800 161. And in Tala, there's Sarah Campbell at 086 020 4142. Ben North is the regional manager of the service. He can be contacted at 086 021 8778. And Catherine Curran is the administrator, and her number is 01405 6482.